Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up for that series that's coming up next weekend. Tell your friends and family, tell everybody, shout that with me, everybody. Tell everybody about it. It's going to be great. This weekend, though, I want to talk about how to get along with other people. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there's a lot of aggravated people in the world today. Come on, raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand at the campus, I'm assuming you're that person. And I want to go to the first passage in Galatians 5 verse 14. It says, for everything we know about God's word is summed up in this single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. And I love verse 15. If you bite, how many of y'all know you shouldn't be biting each other? If you bite and ravage each other, bite and ravage each other. This is happening everywhere. I love the Message Bible because it just says what it is. It's like, ha! I was on an airplane this week flying somewhere in the world. And last week, I think I did like 14,000 miles across America. And so I was on American, and then I was in Southwest Airlines. And when I got on Southwest, there was a person who was just so into biting. Ha! 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 Everybody. And everybody else was actually mad at that person. They were biting at the person. Because, you know, sometimes when you bite, sometimes people bite back. You bit me, I'll bite you. Can I get an amen at our churches today? So they're biting. And I decided I wasn't going to bite this guy. I was actually behind the mask. You know, you can smile behind a mask. And you can actually, if you're old like me, you can see the wrinkles. You can see you're smiling. And I was thinking that something about this guy is good. Here's the reason why. Oftentimes, and we're going to talk about it over the next few weeks, the next 4 weeks, that a lot of times people are the way they are because people made them that way. You ever seen like a little dog that somebody razzed all the time, like, ah, 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 and you're like, that dog's just, ah. Like, why is that dog mean? Because the owner was mean to it. So sometimes people are mean because people have been mean to them. In 1966, there was a song. I want to put up a picture of a legend, Dionne Warwick. She's the cousin of Whitney Houston. And Dionne had a song, and she said, listen, if you're old, you're going to know this. It said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And I don't know the rest of the words, but I know that's the good part. Let's go back to the beginning. What the world needs now. Come on, come on. And that was in 1966, and she said, it's the one thing that the world has too little of. That was the line. So if the world had too little love in 1966, how many of y'all think now in 2021, we need a whole lot more love? I wish I was in Florida. St. Louis is not responding today. So why do we bite one another? Well, sometimes there's a reason why. You know your why, but we don't know the why of other people. Sometimes I run through a filter because here's the trauma of my life. And we're going to talk about my trauma for the next 4 weeks. I remember the first time I walked up to a woman sitting on a curb because they called the church and she was screaming bloody murder. And about, my dad was still alive, and I went up to the corner of the curb and she was screaming bloody murder because her husband was hanging from the chandelier. He had hung himself, and it was a post-trauma from war. I remember that. I've ran by the pool where the baby had just drowned. When you see all those things over and over, you tend to go, hang on a minute, let's run through the filter why this guy might be this way. True story. Guys in therapy. He won't tell the therapist why he's in therapy. After several months, he ends up telling that
he and his wife got in a fight. They were in strife. They were biting and devouring one another. Now remember, the Bible said the servant of the Lord must not strive. Strife opens up the door for the devil. Remember, the Bible said that love is kind, love is tenderhearted, love's not puffed up. Say amen to that at all campuses today. But it's really easy to get out of love if you've lived with somebody more than 24 months. Can I get a 36-month amen? Come on. Can I give a 24-year marriage? Anybody here? So he was working all the time. She was mad that he was working all the time, and they agreed to take a trip. They got the kids in the back. The two twins are in their little seat areas, and the phone rang, and he promised that he would not take a business call on this trip unless it was life or death. Phone rings. She goes, "Are you kidding me?" He goes, "Just check it and see who it is, because I told them that don't call me unless it's life or death." She turned her head off to the side. He reached down to pick up the phone. When he did, he got over in this lane. Another car got in this lane, and it hit the side of the car where the twin, the six-year-old boy, was on the right side, and the last words were, "Daddy," and he died. So now here he is, and the little boy should be in 16, and he said, "I wish," and people tell me all the time, "Pastor, I wish I could catch that kid. I wish I was my 16-year-old is here. I just wish they were, but they died. This is something I could have done about it. I would love to catch him smoking weed. I would love to catch him talking to the wrong people. I would love to go through all that stuff." And somebody over here is saying, "Can't believe my kid's doing this, and I can't believe that." Everybody has something they feel like they're missing. And so when we don't put God and his church in there once a week and get recalibrated, we don't know really what we're missing. Somebody ought to shout amen. So it's easier for me sometimes in an airplane when the guy's going, "Rah, rah, rah." If I knew that that guy on the plane, now I don't know, maybe he's just a jerk, but maybe, just maybe, somebody he loved died and he felt like it was his fault. So if I really knew the story that I just told you about that person and he wanted you to move the bag, you wouldn't go, "I'm not moving my bag." You'd be like, "After everything you've been through, I am moving this bag right now and I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna see if there's anything that I can do to make your world a little bit better." And if you do that and you go on the assumption that everybody that's hurting people is because they were hurt people, then guess what? Then the world does get love, and love is not a feeling. Love is a verb. Somebody ought to give God praise today. So let's stop biting. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah to this. So we ought to stop biting one another, devouring one another, even in this country that is so divided about so many things. Part of the reason why I talked about it Tuesday night I said that anger's first cousin, Florida, is fear. I'm angry because I'm afraid. When people get angry, and when you get angry, just look and say, "Why am I angry? I'm afraid." If you get angry about money, "Gas is $19 a gallon," and you're angry, it's probably because you're afraid that you're not going to have enough. "I can't believe they're doing this to my country." Why are you so angry? Because you're afraid that something is out of your control. Jesus told us this was going to happen. He said, "See to it that your heart's not troubled." So what our job is to do, Faith Church, is we've got to get our soul full of Jesus, and we're singing songs. You know, "When I think about the Lord, how he healed me, how he raised me." You're singing all these songs. You're like, "Oh my God, I love you." And then when somebody does something stupid, you're like, "Oh, I hope the whole thing does catch fire, because I just want to go to heaven. I want to get out of here. Vaccinated, not vaccinated, black, white, red, green, purple. I don't care what's going on. I'm on my way. Way up, full of faith, full of power, full of love, full of counsel, full of freedom, and my mind is at peace knowing my God is taking care of me." Come on, give God praise today. "Well, the world is now is love, sweet love." Google it. Galatians 5:18 says, "Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape the compulsions of the world?" It is obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time. loveless, cheap sex, trying to accumulate things, emotional garbage. Verse 20 says we got these trinket gods and magic shows, but we're still lonely. One of the misconceptions that happens now in America, for that matter, the world, watching on Faith TV, I don't know if you know it or not, but we broadcast on a network called Faith TV Live every Sunday morning on the entire continent of Africa, and thousands of people are watching right now. So it happens in Africa, it happens in Asia, help me son, it happens everywhere, that people say this thing here, and you've heard it. I don't need church. I kind of got my own thing going. I'm spiritual. Raise your hand if you heard this. I'm spiritual. Okay. Every time people say that, I understand what they're trying to say, but I wish I could say, but your life, I can tell, is still jacked up. And until you do it God's way, then what you do is you do have those cheap trinket gods, and you have this magic religion. Me and God talk to each other. Well, that's great, but the issue is when we don't go to church, what we do is we're tempted to go down the way of the world, and then we fall into where you're in right now. A lot of you guys are just miserable and mad because you're not really enjoying your life just because you're allowing the news to program you 24 hours a day. May I tell you that it's not, the world's not nearly as bad as you think it is? It's not nearly as divided. I travel all over the world. I was all over America and parts of the world in the last 30 days. And I'm here to tell you that black people are sitting next to white people married. Actually, black people are having sex with white people, and white people are having sex with black people. And they're having really pretty babies, and they're getting along. And I'm just telling you, people got it going on. So there's not so, I realize that racism is real. I realize that there's a division and divisiveness. But I'm here to tell you that if you live a life controlled by the Holy Spirit, you won't see people by this little layer of skin. You will see them by the contents and the character of their heart, and you can realize that red people can get along with yellow people, and yellow people can marry black people, and black people can marry white people, and they can have pretty little babies. So the church where you need to go, where you need to be, is the answer. It's Shiloh there in West Palm today in a high school. That's an edifice. It's a meeting place with God. In Royal Palm, it's a meeting place with God. You have to show up to grow up. And you just can't go to any church that teaches you pablum or trinket religion. You got to go to a church that is full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Word, full of power, full of demonstration. And a church of love is worth the drive. I'm coming to this camera. I said a church of love is worth the drive. If gas goes to $50 a gallon, it'll still be cheaper than the therapy that won't heal you, because being at the right place at the right time will get you the right answer. I brought this Bible today because this is my daddy's Bible. He had a lot of Bibles, so I've actually given some away. And then I realized, man, I give too many away. I don't want to lose them all. And this is one of the few that I have left. But this is my dad's Bible. And I was looking at today, Galatians 5. And he wrote in this Bible. In Galatians 5, I just want to read and amplifies. It says, but if you bite and devour one another in partisan strife, be careful that you and your whole fellowship are not consumed by one another. See all this red? I don't know if you see all the red. My dad would write in his Bible. If you don't have a Bible you can write in, get yourself one that you can write in, and then take that real pretty one and put it in a glass case. But get, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. So my daddy's little writing here, he's been in heaven for 17 years, and his writings are still next to the page where he engrafted this word in his heart. Then he taught me this word, and now I'm teaching it to you, my spiritual children, so that you can get what he got, so you can finish well and not bite and devour one another. Because my dad wrote here, be careful, it'll destroy the church. Because the thing that you think, well, it's just them. I don't like those people. I don't like them people. Well, the Bible said we have to love everybody. He didn't say everybody. That's the David Crank translation. Verse 16 says, but I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, controlled by and guided by it. And then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and the desires of the flesh in human nature without God. So the Holy Spirit, my dad wrote here, the Holy Spirit will control your flesh. She's like, I just can't stop drinking. I understand that. I just can't stop getting high. I was in Sacramento, California, preaching last weekend, and we went to another S town. I forget the name of it. But we went there because Boys to Men was playing. Can I get an amen? How could I? I'm on the third row. Say goodbye to what we had. And then we got to, Mama, you know I love you. And then they sang a song that I've made half of my living with. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight. Come on. Now, you don't know this, but you know that. Wouldn't you know? You would be the people that I'm called to pastor. So while we're heading in to see Boys to Men, we had an electric car, which is really weird because to go to from Sacramento to wherever the other S-town was, I forget where, it looked like we weren't going to make it. I was like, man, I hope we're going to make it. And then when we got there, I told Ashley, and she's all about these electric cars, and I'm like, we've got to find a place to charge this. So we had to go, and they said, man, you don't even go over there to the gas station. There was two guys smoking crack outside of McDonald's, just smoking crack out in the open. And I'm like, man, I don't think we're in the right place. Can I get an amen? Then the cop said, dude, you can't charge your car anywhere around here. This whole town is so dangerous, you shouldn't even be here. So we came to see Boys to Men. So he recommended that we take the car to the hospital because in the hospital there's a parking garage and in there it might be safe and we could plug it in. Then we got an Uber and then we went over to see him. And then after it was done, we had to get another Uber to go back. We got in the Uber and we said, hey, we need to go to the hospital. And the guy said, I'm so sorry. Who's there? We said, our car. It almost died. The car, it's on life support. Come on. It's okay if you got an electric car, that's great. But this car, I like gas. Look at your neighbor and say, I got gas. Just tell them, just see what they say. Just see what they say. But my point is, in this town, it was so overtaken by crime, and it was so overtaken probably by pain. When I saw the two guys and drugs everywhere, stepping over drug addicts to get in. Sacramento, by the way, the capital of California. Maybe I showed it on my Instagram. Miles, not just occasional street after street, mile after mile of people that lost their jobs and they're just living in tents. And because of maybe what happened to them, they needed something to try to mask the pain. My daughter, she said, Dad, I think if I were in their shape, I'd want to get high too. I can't say I blame them. So again, what I'm saying is we're not here to judge people. We're here to try to solve the problem. We're here to let the whole world know that the church is not confused about who the answer is. It is not a spiritual trinket. It is Jesus. His word is the answer for every human condition known to mankind. Somebody ought to shout amen to this. So we've got to go to church. I'll just watch when I feel. No. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The Bible says, in the last days, perilous time will come. But he said, when he comes, see to it that your heart's not troubled. Then he says, as the evil day approaches, go to church even more. The world is going to church less. The church is going to church less. So how can we be habitually controlled by the Spirit of God? How can we overcome the addiction? Even you at church, you have it. You have something you don't want to talk about. And over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about that. In the privacy of your own seat, if you'll stick with me for 4 weeks, I will help you rewire your brain so you do not keep defaulting to that thing. But what's happening oftentimes is because we're out of sync with the Word, we're out of sync with the Holy Spirit, so then the thing we hate about ourselves, we continue to do.
Verse 17, it says, for the desires of the flesh are opposed to the Holy Spirit, and the desires of the flesh are godless. They're continually at war with each other. In other words, Paul said, the thing I want to do, I don't do, and the thing that I don't want to do, I end up doing, because I want to do right, but my spirit's willing, but my flesh is weak. I think the best illustration that I've thought of so far is like if I just erratically clap, you would have a hard time following that. But if I did, some of you are a little happy. You're racing. I wouldn't want you to be my musical director, but you get it. Okay, it's good. So sometimes our brain and our mind get off kilter. And then our spirit feels condemned and it gets a little more off kilter. And then we get out of alignment with the assignment of the Word of God. And then now we're like, man, I just feel like I'm losing it. I must be going crazy. No, there's something in the world right now. I want to talk about that. There's something in the world right now that is affecting even Christian people. I got a direct message on Instagram today from a girl that goes to our Earth City campus. She said, I made some bad decisions in the last few weeks, and then I ended up, I thought the right thing would do is to get this drug, and I did, and now I just feel like I'm losing my mind. And I texted back and said, this is normal. I'm hearing a lot of this. You're not losing your mind. You're out of sync with the Word, and you've been listening to the world so much, and then you did what the world said, and then you had adverse actions to what the world said, and now you have these health issues, which is causing mental issues, and you think you're going crazy. No, the best thing you can do is go to your house tonight and unplug your television. You go, I'm not gonna watch it anymore. Actually, I'm just gonna watch all YouTubes of Dion. What the world needs now, come on, is love, sweet love. Okay, so maybe you need to go back and have a little fun. Maybe you need to go back and watch some old things that make you laugh, because this joy says, the Bible says, the joy, a merry heart does good like a medicine, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. So if you're having trouble with your flesh, let's all just say it together, shout, I am. Just a little, just say, just a little bit. Then we get an alignment with love, and it controls the desires of our flesh. Verse 18. But if you're guided and led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law. My dad wrote here, the manifestations of walking in the flesh. Now, verse 19, now the doings, practices of the flesh are clear and obvious. They're this, check this out. Immorality, impurity, indecency. Anybody seen any of this on maybe YouTube or something? Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, anger, ill temper, selfishness, factions, sect, heresies, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. You seen any of that? Raise your hand if you've seen some of this stuff. And then it says, if you do these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Everybody shout that. The kingdom of God. Now, I want to talk in the last couple of minutes about the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is just God's way of doing things and being right. You're full of righteousness, joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost. And you grow around laughing. And smiling. And you're just happy. I'm just happy. That's the kingdom of God. Kingdom of heaven, plane goes down, you die, you're in heaven. I would sing, I believe I can fly, but they told me I can't sing that one anymore. So, I'm doing what I'm told to do. Last night, I was on, one night this week, I was on a plane. And I got on Southwest Airlines, and I always, because I have a billion miles, I was like the first
after they got people in wheelchairs, I was the first one on the plane. I always go to the mid part of the plane because it's the aisle, that's the exit, so you can put your legs out. I'll sit down. And now after like 10 or 15 minutes, a lady comes and she sits by me. And she's maxed out, mask on, got her little food, sits down, and she's just... And I said, hi. I'm not going to wait to say hi. Just get this out in the open. And I don't want to talk. I don't want to hang out. But I just think it just she just needed me to go, hi. So she said, hi. Then now the sun's going down and we're up in the sky and it's beautiful. I mean, it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. If you didn't believe in a God, you would have to believe it now. So now I look over at her and she's kind of peeking to see what I'm seeing. Out my big window there. I took my camera and I dimmed it just right so all my friends on Instagram would be jealous of how great my view was tonight. And now she kind of tries to take one through there. And I said, how about I just airdrop it to you? She said, I don't know how to do that, but I'll just give you my number and you can text me. And I go, my wife doesn't like me texting women. But I'll airdrop it. She said, how do you do that? I said, may I touch your phone? She said, yes, I've been vaccinated. So she said, so now I sweep down, I put contacts everyone, I shift it to her, and now we're friends. No more. Why are you going to St. Louis? She said. I go, I pastor a bunch of churches there. I said, why are you going? She said, I'm going to see my boyfriend. I said, that's great. Tell me about him. So then she starts telling me about how great he is and how awesome he is and how much she loves him. And I'm like, man, that's awesome. And then I was able to tell her more about Jesus. So when I got on the plane, I wasn't like, I'm not saying hi to her. I represent Jesus. Now, if we're ambassadors for Jesus, we need to make this thing look fun, y'all. We need to make it look happy. We need to be full of joy and happiness and love and vitality. People ought to look at us and go, man, they just made this flight so much fun. But if you're controlled by the flesh, but if you're controlled by the Spirit, then you're always looking to make somebody's life better. But see, the best way to make your life better is to just have fun trying to make other people's lives better. Instead of trying to just get your own way, why don't you just help other people find their way? Instead of saying, you know what? I'm gonna blame my husband for the baby dying because he shouldn't have been letting people call. Then he says, if you would have just checked the phone when I told you to do it, then our son would be alive. Now he's left watching videos that are 10 years old because he feels guilty that I don't think about him every day. So the only way I can think about him every day is if I watch old videos every day. How old would he be now? What would life be now? And I'm here to tell you that you have to forgive yourself and you've got to say, accidents happen and I can't blame it on my wife. I can't blame it on my husband. I can't blame it on God. I've got to forgive and realize that God gave me the child and these children that I do have now and this wife that I have now and this life that I have now. I'm not going to let it pass by and say, you know what? Those were the good old days in 2018. No, 2021, 22, 23, 24, and 25 can be full of happiness, can be full of revival, can be full of joy, can be full of church, if we'll just go back to this book right here. Just read it. Amen. You just read it and you're not going to get it all right. You just don't. But you get more right than wrong. And my whole passion with my whole life is I want to help you get better. And then I want to help other people get better. I rolled up on the Ferguson Florissant campus, and there was two women in the parking lot, and I was in an old truck, and they were so surprised when I got out, and they said, "Well, my gosh, what are you doing here?" And I go, "I take videos of the campuses where the weeds are messed up and the parking lot's messed up." And they said, "Are you getting ready to do the weeds now? Because we'll help you." And I said, "No, I don't actually pull the weeds, but I gripe at the people that don't pull the weeds." And this woman proceeded to tell me, you might have saw it on Instagram. She said, "I didn't go to church for 20 years. And my friends started telling me," she goes to your Sunset Hills campus, and she started telling me about Faith Church. And I said, "Well, there's one up the road from me. That's why it's so important that we have multiple locations." She said, "So 4 weeks ago, I gave it a whirl, and I liked it. And 3 weeks ago, I gave it another whirl, and I really liked it. 2 weeks ago, I actually went through Growth Track and joined the church. And last week, by the way, your son preached, and he's way better of a preacher than you are." And I said, "It's because he doesn't have to go around and inspect all the weeds." She thrilled my heart. And next to her was another woman who, she said, "This is my friend." She goes, "I watch you on TV all the time. See, you're much taller than you look on TV." And she said, "I'm trying to get her to come." And I love it that this woman's life was changed. So she wanted to bring, even though she's heard at church 20 years ago, she wanted to bring this other woman's life to be changed. Then she said, "I went through Growth Track. Now I want her to go through Growth Track." And I just had a feeling by the look in her friend's eye that she needed this church, and she needed love, and she needed to realize that there was a group of people at Faith Church that didn't point the finger at you this way, but pointed it at you this way. I'm just telling you, whatever campus you're at, where you're at is important. Come on, give God praise today. What you do is important. When you're serving, when you're setting up, when you're helping with the kids. I'll quit after this. To control our flesh, we must realize that the only way we're going to do that is, and I was reading from Galatians 5. You should read it. Especially my dad highlighted 15 through 26. And if you just read that for a few days, kind of prepping and getting ready for the next 4 weeks, you're going to cultivate your heart and you're going to realize, man, I got better mentally simply by reading the word more and listening to the world less. I was sick a few months ago, and I mean, I was just really ill, and I touched a lot of people with COVID and a lot of different things, and I think I've had COVID 4 or 5 times. And it's like, I feel like I'm gonna die and everything. And I was there, and I noticed that when I had COVID, I couldn't watch the news. It just made me so sick and made me so ill. I thought, I can't even handle this. So then I thought, I'm not that smart, but I thought, wait a minute. If I literally physically can't watch the news right now because it's a tipping point, I wonder how bad it's actually affecting me when I'm feeling good. I wonder how much better I would feel if I didn't watch any of that garbage at all. And I even ask a lot of my friends, quit sending me the 12 things that you think that I need to see that I probably don't need to see. It's just gonna rile me up. Have you got friends that send you emails and texts that are just riling you up? If you don't raise your hand, you're the guy that sent in the text. Let's just reduce it a little and realize maybe we can't fight and devour and bite. Make it happen. Well, you're telling me to sit down and shut up and take it? No. But I am saying that in the Bible it says that maybe we should beat our swords into plowshares, and we should plow some ground and plant some seeds about Jesus, about his word, and about everything that pertains to life and godliness. And if you agree with that today, say amen. Come on, give the Lord a great big hand.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review Go and invite somebody, share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.